Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who's
Kevin McCullough? Let me start again.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. If you missed the first hour, are the Dems burning the burn? We've asked the question now.
Hour one, what a great conversation. So appreciate his transparency. And this hour, the Ladies' Lounge will feature Dana Lash. We're grateful to have Lady Dana with us, and it's going to be quite a conversation. Hey, just a little bit of breaking news tonight. Joe Biden wins the South Carolina primary. Bernie Sanders comes in second, close to 20%. And here's the interesting thing about this. It doesn't look like, at this point, any of the other candidates will have secured enough of the popular vote to even get a single delegate, because you have to clear a 15% threshold to get a single delegate. And it doesn't look like anybody else will have that tonight. And, in fact, because of that, the man who was running third place for most of tonight, Tom Steyer, billionaire, spent $20 million in South Carolina alone, is backing out of the primary. He has said to himself that he is not interested in continuing on, so he has officially eliminated himself from future contention. So the evening brings about at least one bit of breaking news, and that is that Tom Steyer is no longer a presidential candidate, leaving only mini Mike Bloomberg still in as the one of the billionaires that's running, and he is not even on the ballot tonight. And here's my take on this. With a big win by Biden, it kind of makes Mike Bloomberg's argument a little bit specious, because there's no real reason for Bloomberg to run if Biden's electable. And it, for the first time in 32 years in running for president, Joe Biden has won a primary. So it's all goofy. Here's the interesting thing about this. Sanders will come in second tonight. He'll get a few delegates. He'll have about 20% of the vote, I think, when it's all finished. And then he goes into Super Tuesday, where he has huge, huge, huge favorabilities in a bunch of states that don't look like South Carolina. There's only one state on Super Tuesday that resembles the South Carolina electorate. That's Alabama. So if Joe Biden won Alabama and Bernie Sanders won everything else, Joe Biden would be in serious trouble. Because more than a third, nearly 40% of all the delegates will be assigned after Tuesday of this coming week. So just a little info there. So that's what's going on. All right, let's open up the Ladies' Lounge tonight, because I am so excited to have my next guest. She is a very popular talk radio host. You see her on cable news channels all over the place. She's a big Second Amendment rights person. But she's written a book called Grace Canceled. And this is a fairly interesting book, given that even on the cover, she's standing there with angel wings behind her. And it's called How Outrage is Destroying Lives, Ending Debate, and Endangering Democracy. Dana Lash, thank you for coming back to Kevin McCullough Radio. The last time we were talking was shortly after the Michael Brown shooting in St. Louis and all that went on there. But I'm so grateful to have you with us tonight.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for having me on and talking about this.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's a pleasure to be with you. This was a very, it's still political, but it's a very different animal to me, this type of book. And that's ultimately, it's not just outrage and cancel culture. It is the lack, the absence of redemption, the absence of forgiveness. And if the whole entire point to go after someone, to catch them doing something wrong, and to solicit from them an apology, and then you withhold forgiveness, it isn't about changing hearts and minds. It's about destruction. And that is not, that's not an admirable battle. That completely betrays everything, all of these people, all of these social justice warriors, all of these cancel culture warriors, it betrays everything that they claim they're about and everything that they're wanting to do. And so this book, Grace Canceled, gets into the heart of that, and it looks at it from every single aspect, from not just politically, but also religiously. I look at the social justice warriorism that is creeping into the church. I look at the death of nuance in all of our conversations.
Right.
I look at the milkshake. I have a chapter called Milkshake Duck and Rage Mobs, where it gets into these perfectly, in some instances, these people did nothing but have a family member who did something dumb, and they, or do something dumb, you know, when they're 15 years ago, when they're teenagers, because social media, how terrifying is that to realize, it tracks us all that long now.
Right.
And their entire lives are forfeit because it's expected, and what seems to be the statement that society is giving us is that you are no better than your worst moment, and that will forever define you because redemption's dead.
There's a lot of this idea that I'd love to get into over the course of this hour, but when we're talking about, and I love the fact that you're dealing with the issues as it relates to the church. People know that I speak to kind of a hybrid audience in terms of the talk radio market, and we care a lot about where the church is headed at this microphone. And I have to say, it to me, it seems to be something that, and I've said this phrase to people for a long time, I'd be interested in getting your take on it, but if you tell me your theological position, I can tell you your politics. And if you tell me your politics, I can almost without fail predict your theological position. Is Grace Canceled arguing that that kind of insider discernment is actually wrong? Is it wrong to recognize the binaries? Is it wrong to say there's a difference in good and evil?
No, it's not. And I come at this as a person of faith who believes in, you know, Scripture says what it says, and if you have a problem with it, then take it up with God. Your issue isn't with what I'm saying. Your issue is me relaying to you the information that is in the Bible. And so when we have discussions about grace, and I think even sometimes our own side, who, not because they're trying to be malicious, but because honestly, and you know this, Kevin, our side's been kicked and has been subjected to impugnations of character, just outright maliciousness, and so they're on the offense. And that can harden someone's heart to the point where you can't see that pathway of redemption for other people. And so I've had people ask me, I did a piece over at the Federalist recently, and I was talking about Pete Buttigieg's comments when he was discussing Trump and faith. And I'm like, well, you're removing, first off, the pathway of redemption, but you're also, you know, ignoring your own sin. And I gave a 30,000-foot view, and some people were thinking, well, you're being graceful. Grace is sanctioned. We can't gloss over sin with grace. And my response was, I didn't gloss over sin with grace. First off, I don't think not everyone understands what grace is. It is unmerited kindness. It is unmerited favor. Grace is given to those who do not deserve it, and
right,
those who do. It is that if you want to talk about true equality is found in grace. That is where people are equal. We are all on the same playing field. There, no one has an advantage over anyone else. And it is not a sanction of sin or an ignoring of sin, but there is a way that biblically, as believers and as people, if we say we care about people, then our actions should reflect it, the way in which we handle these issues. And, you know, and Kevin, I tell people, too, the fact that that I'm the one saying this to people should make the hair on their arms stand up, because, I'm from Southern Missouri. My family's from the Ozarks.
You're
brawlers,
like me.
Kevin.
You're a teeth kicker. So am I. And I get accused of it often.
Yes.
And you know what? There's a conviction to that, because I do want to be primarily known as a follower of Christ. I don't want to primarily be known as a warrior for what is right, though I feel like that's part of what the calling on my life is. But I want to be ultimately someone that builds that bridge so that if you are not right, you can find what the gift is.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to read this book to learn a lot about what I should be doing differently, I'm sure. Let me, and friends, if you're just joining us, it's Grace Canceled, How Outrage is Destroying Lives, Ending Debate, and Endangering Democracy. Dana Lash, even though she works for a competitive radio network, is part of the Salem family because it's published by Regnery, and yes, we're really happy to have her with us. Let me ask you about, because I hear this all the time, and in the 16 election cycle, it was, it came to kind of a head, but it's starting to rear its head again, and you're seeing it on both sides because as Bernie becomes more pronounced as the front runner, you mentioned Buttigieg right after the Nevada primary. He came out and lit up Bernie Sanders from his podium in his concession speech in that primary. And actually, Dana, let me take this break. What we're going to do is we're going to take this break. I want you to get her book, Grace Canceled. It is published by Regnery, which is my sister organization to Salem Communications. It's the publishing arm. How Outrage is Destroying Lives, Ending Debate, Endangering Democracy, and we will have a continued conversation with Dana about these very important issues as we continue. It's all about the dialogue, and it's all about where we're at in this cancel culture here in America now. And if you want to re-listen to this conversation, I encourage you to get the podcast. You can go to SoundCloud, go to iTunes, just look up Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio. Stay with us. Coming right back from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Very grateful to have Dana Lash with us. Longtime friend, someone that I've admired for many years, and someone that is doing a great job in the platform that she has. To, I think, persistently tell the truth when she's given the opportunity to. And this new book of hers is no exemption on that. Grace Canceled is the name of it. How Outrage is Destroying Lives, Ending Debate, and Endangering Democracy. And it is now available, and you can get it at your local bookstore. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it all over the web. We'll have it linked to the social media as well. We were talking about this idea of tribes, Dana, and this is something that this language has been adopted by the church. This language has certainly been adopted by political parties. You hear personal self-help people starting to talk about, you know, being to your tribe what you should be. I think everybody that's on social media believes they have a tribe. It's called their followers. But this idea that we're these groups that always seem to be at odds with other groups, where'd that come from, and why is it important?
I think that's a million-dollar question. And I have to say, too, Kevin, I'm grateful for your voice out there and the amazing work that you've been doing on the airwaves all of these years. I mean, you're such an asset. And it's an honor to be talking with you about this because you get it, too. And you can really dive deep in it because you get it. The tribalism in American politics and the identity politics that kick into this, Democrats and the left, and the right's been starting to become better at it, but the left, far left particularly, has been really, really good with branding and marketing their product. And the branding has even extended to minority groups. And you know as well as I do that at least in political discourse, you cannot be considered authentically female or authentically black or Hispanic or gay or anything else unless you are a publicly identified member of the left. And all of those things that's sort of almost as if that's their IP, their intellectual property. This is their brand. And that has led to identity politics. And the problem now that we have is that the more boxes you tick in identity politics, the more weight you have in the conversation, regardless of fact, regardless of what's being discussed. And the problem, and I look at this in the book when I look at American tribalism, the problem with that is everyone is so eager to belong to the a different group that they forget that there's one big group that they're all a member of. And I look at it like the kingdom at large. You know, you're a member of God's kingdom, and that's how you should be identifying first and foremost. And everything else, that's people are looking to divide themselves because they think that that's where the strength and influence is, and it's not. It's I look at it and identify everybody as you're a part of the kingdom. You're a citizen of the kingdom first. And then everything else, even whatever, everything else you want to do is secondary to that. And we've stopped looking at each other like that. We've also stopped looking at each other as people. And I've really noticed this where it concerns a couple of different issues, particularly Second Amendment issues. You are looked at as an issue and not the person. We have dehumanized people to the point where it's easier to rip them up because we hate the issue for which they stand, and it's easier to hate. And I say we, knowing that it's not, you know, all us, but people hate people. They hate other individuals because they look at them as issues instead of as the people that they are. And that has made it really difficult to connect with other individuals and have discussions. You can't, if you're hating someone because you hate the issue for which they stand so much, you cannot even value them as a person. That's really the ultimate thing that's driving this as well, because if you hate someone, then you don't really have to justify with any level of depth why you disagree with them. They're horrible, monstrous murderers. Well, why? Well, because they support the Second Amendment or they support this issue. And so it's really easy to just sort of reduce people to nothing more than a topic.
Well, and playing off of that and jumping off a little bit from there, it seems as though the worldview that kind of undergirds the tribe that you're part of then also allows you or disallows you from then taking it to a different level. So let me just explain. Our studio is right next door to Zuccotti Park.
That was, of course,
the place where Occupy Wall Street started, which was in reaction to the Tea Party movement, which you and I were both part of, and there were different rules for the different groups. So Occupy Wall Street, when they would come in and do a rally, things would get out of hand. You often had to have security. There were violence even amongst the groups that were participating. The place was left filthy, and there were a lot of other kind of extraordinary elements that they were their rallies were known for. The Tea Parties were almost exactly the opposite. People were friendly. They came. They shook hands. They were with people they didn't know from all over the country, every race, tribe, creed. But when they were gone, the place was notably clean. I saw lots of pictures on the internet of different rallies, and this was always the case. I'm not saying that the Tea Parties are neat freaks, etc. I think that I think it's really important that when we talk about a worldview, if it's not built or based on something that is true, then it can descend into complete anarchy. And I don't use that word lightly, because with Antifa and with where some of the far left has gone, the reason the tribalism has gotten bad is because they've resorted to violence,
right.
Extremism. People that they just think they Andy Ngo, the gay reporter who happens to be conservative, got beat up in Portland just because he was asking questions. Dana, that's unusual for America. We're not used to seeing that kind of interaction with people that disagree with one another.
No, we're not, and it feels as though it keeps ratcheting up, which is unfortunate. And again, so much of that comes down to some of these individuals. They can't recognize you're talking to another person. I mean, it's one thing to sit here and yell at someone on social media. And then even when you're with your other fellow protesters, there was such a great line.
Keyboards make courage out of cowards,
yes,
doesn't
but
it?
But and also so do crowds. Because there was a great line from Men in Black when Tommy Lee Jones tells Will Smith, he's like, no, a person is smart. People are sheep. And I've always kept that in mind, because you kind of see that whenever you get with big rowdy groups like that. But a lot of these people don't realize they're witnessing actively for the issue they claim to care about, and they're doing a horrible job of it. Or maybe they're not.
I want to pick up on that point when we come back, because I've noted that many of the things one side accuses the other of, they themselves have in fact been guilty of.
Yes.
We're speaking with Dana Lash. The book is called Grace Canceled. You need to get a copy of this. It's one of the most relevant texts in the light of where we are in America right now that you could possibly read. How outrage is destroying lives, ending debate, and endangering democracy. Coming right back. Dana Lash, Kevin.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it is Saturday night. We are live, Radio Night Live. Glad you're with us. My conversation with Dana Lash will continue momentarily. Being brought to you tonight by our great partners, Balance of Nature, MyPillow, and Landmark Capital, just amongst some of the few. And next week, a very exciting new project to alert you to for the very first time for the year 2020 as well. But Dana Lash's book is called Grace Canceled. You need to get a copy of it. It will change the way you think about what we do and what we say. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York City next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. it's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York, live shot of Times Square there, and it looks like a very peaceful night on this spring evening. Joe Biden has won the South Carolina primary, and that sets us up for Super Tuesday coming Tuesday. Now, this time a week ago, I was in the middle of writing a column for townhall.com that was titled something along this line, Democrats deserve Bernie Sanders as their nominee. And I told people to stop it because I saw hand-wringing on the political left, on the moderate left, on the political right, on the far right, of everyone saying, well, if Trump, you know, somehow loses, then we're going to be stuck with Bernie Sanders as a socialist president. Personally, I have great confidence that the president's accomplishments are going to speak for themselves and the American people are going to overwhelmingly reelect him. But what I think that I tried to argue in the column, and it's interesting that we're having this conversation with Dana Lash tonight,
because I didn't know her book covered this, and she didn't know I was going to write that column before she came to have this conversation with me. But I honestly believe that now is the time to have this big debate over big worldview ideas. Are we going to be a society that says we're going to take from those who produce and we're going to give it to those who don't? Or are we going to be a society that says you risk and you earn what you work for? It's a whole different world. And Dana, like I said, I didn't know that we were going to have this discussion right after writing that column. But there needs to be this question, this big debate of ideas in our politic today. And I'm just curious, I'm sure this question has come up to you in the process of this book tour, but I'm curious as to where you are on my assertion that we get back to the idea that debating the ideas, not the personalities, not the persons, the overarching truths, the real concepts, the precepts of what we're talking about, those are the most important thing. What say you?
I think that you bring up a very interesting point, because I was talking about this issue on air not long ago, and I had said that if they end up with Bernie Sanders, I always like to have any potential consequence as a result of a loss that I would endure to be the least awful. And he is just all awful. But then, sure. You know, you bring up the point that maybe we do need to have this big debate between capitalists and socialists and the state's role and the individual's role. And some individuals, I think, you know, to this point, they think government should provide services. Some of them, I think, have good hearts, and they just have different means than we do of achieving that end. They think that the best way to serve others is through the state, is through the government. And you and I disagree with this because our faith informs us. It's you're not following biblical order to be a good steward of your neighbor by abandoning their cause to the state. And we could, and I hope that they have this discussion.
I want you to stop right there and say that last line again. And I want everybody listening to write it down, because this is an amazingly clarifying moment in this discussion. I want people to really understand it. Say what you just said. Repeat that one more time.
I have to remember exactly how I said it.
Well, you said that we are abandoning moral order.
We are, yes.
When we abandon the welfare of our neighbor.
When we abandon the stewardship of our neighbor, we are abandoning the biblical doctrine, the order that we have been given to care for others, because it is too easy to abandon people to be the responsibility of the state.
Yeah.
And
government's got it taken care of. I don't have
you
to
don't outsource
be personally
your stewardship.
Compassionate.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't outsource your stewardship. I find it to be the cruelest thing possible, because we all know the statistics of government quote-unquote care. We've seen that with the VA, and that is nationalized health care for veterans. We've read the articles about how there was something over 300,000 veterans that are suspected to have died simply waiting for care because their paperwork wasn't processed. They were never seen. It was looked at as a burden. And we hear this over and over again. Name a department, name a service, and there's a horror story to go along with it. And that is because the state doesn't get anything from helping its fellow man.
Right.
The people do. You're called to do that voluntarily, not by force, because you are to edify your spirit by helping your fellow man, and you are to meet them where they are and be the hands and feet of God. That's the whole point.
And what's cool is what you just said. There's an actual reward that comes about with that in a deepened relationship,
yes.
in a greater synergy between the two parties.
And I talk about that in this book.
Yeah, this book is called Grace Canceled, and you need to get a copy of it for yourself. We've got it available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the places that you get great books. Kevin McCullough is my name. We are thankful to have you with us on this Radio Night Live Saturday night. The results are in from South Carolina. Super Tuesday's on the way. We will see where all of that goes from here. But in the meantime, how are we dialoguing with one another? That's what we will continue this discussion with Dana Lash about as this extended edition of the Ladies' Lounge continues tonight only on Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
So for 2575 or visit Landmark. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and glad to be back with Dana Lash. And Dana, I just want to make mention. I think that if we're talking about grace being at work in people's lives, I think I have to be a living embodiment of that, because you know, in this election cycle, I think I've been remarkably chill. I am remarkably chill. Election cycle, and I am not used to being that way, especially given the fact that Joe Walsh used to be a Salem entity, and then he went off and ran as nomination, and then he quit, and he's written a book called F Silence, and I follow him on Twitter, and I've thought many times about maybe not following him anymore, because I get so angry at who was supposedly one of our tribe, who has abandoned his roots, who has said crazy things in recent days, like it's better to support a socialist and socialism than an authoritarian, and some other things, and I find myself wanting to do the tweet equivalent of punching him in the face. And then I'll type out the tweet, and then I'll erase it. And I'll say, no, that's not going to help me do what I need to do. You deal with this in the book when anger is called for and when it's just being self-indulgent. First of all, describe the difference, because I think I would have felt good if I sent that tweet, but I'm not sure that I would have worked for the good if I had done so.
That's a whole great point. And I would have felt differently about this, you know, 15 years ago. I got into politics in my 20s, and I've been doing this for quite some time. And
you're only 28 now.
Yeah, so I'm 25.
How long ago that was?
This is something that comes with wisdom. Wisdom isn't something that they teach in college. Wisdom comes from the accumulation of life.
Yes.
And going through that class. And I love that you said, you know, I didn't send it. And you could. You very well could, but you chose not to. And in the book, I get into how if it is not advancing the ball down the field, and if it's only appealing to your ego, it is not an argument or a reaction worth having. There's two things. You don't have to attend every fight to which you are invited, number one. And we all know
how hard. You sound very much like my bride.
We know how hard that is. Oh, my goodness. Because you are. There's some days I'm like, oh, Lord, I am being tested.
Yes,
people are
yes.
testing me. And then the second thing is that you're the only one who can control your reaction. You're the only person who can do that. And if sometimes the battle isn't winning a debate, sometimes the battle is just planting the seed, and that can just entail you not reacting the way they want you to, you not feeding their rage with your rage, and withholding that it's not weak. It is, as you know, it is the hardest thing. I remember and I discuss this in the book, the town hall, the now infamous town hall. And after Parkland, it was held on a Wednesday.
Right.
And I found out I was going down Tuesday. I found out I was going to be on stage Wednesday. And then I was told that I was going to be talking. And then I was told right before I was going to go on that I was going to be on stage with Scott Israel. And I knew, and I get into the book, okay, they're going to set me up. This is what this is.
For people that are not familiar, remind them of who Scott Israel was. He was the sheriff.
Yes, the failed sheriff of Broward County. And he was...
That basically was giving cover for his officers acting so poorly.
He didn't keep them up with any kind of mass casualty response. That's why Coral Springs went in, because it was found that the MSD, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Commission, that was established after the fact, they discovered through numerous interviews with the deputies and Israel himself that he didn't keep up his guys on the latest training where it were involved in any kind of mass casualty incidents or any kind of public incident like that. And after I was cued to walk out, and I'm not making this up, to Black Eyed Peas, Let's Get It On, like it was an MMA event. Got up on stage, and I had prayed the entire flight down there, and it was the longest I ever prayed, and maybe even the most sincerely, I think, that I had ever prayed. I mean, not to say that every prayer I have isn't sincere, but that one was, I was saying, okay, clearly you're sending me down here for something. I can't do it, so you're going to have to do it, because that is not my nature. Grace is a choice. It is a daily choice that you have to choose it. And I got off the plane, and I had never felt calmer in my life. I felt like it was almost kind of in slow-mo. I could take everything in. I had time to process a reaction, and I did not feel any nerves at all whatsoever walking out there. None. And even sitting on the stage, the yelling and everything, and people should understand, too, that they had a political rally before they broadcast this town hall.
Right, right.
And so they put the fire on the tinder. That's how it went. I could have been on that stage and I could have matched spite for spite, but that's not what it was about. And it would not have served the issue that I had passionately felt and that I had long advocated for since before I ever was with any organization. And it's been a year since I've been with them. It would not have served the purpose, and it would have been bad witness. Not just for my faith, but it would have been bad service to the people that I was representing. And it would not have done anything to bring clarity or closure. And that, coupled with my kids watched it when they were told not to. And my oldest son, who is now 18, and he's a freshman in college, wants to go into constitutional law now, believe it or not. He saw the amount of hate and backlash that I received, and I did not want him to think that you had to respond to that and match it or best it. I wanted him to see the ability of grace to neutralize it, because if you feed it, it grows. You are the only person who can control, you actually, with your reaction, can control others' reactions. And I wanted him to see a strong response and grace to that. You don't have to let those reactions control or influence you. And especially as he's politically aware and active. He was on the debate team. And I did not want him to go into a cancel culture world thinking that rage was acceptable.
Right.
And it became paramount for me. That was the other motivation behind this book.
Well, and just a word of good news. Got word this morning that the Florida recommendations have become law, and there will be more teachers and more administrators and other people that will be armed on the campuses of the Florida schools in the days to come. Okay, we have a final 3.5 minutes with Dana Lash when we come back. You don't want to miss this. The book is called Grace Canceled, How Outrage is Destroying Lives, Ending Debate, and Endangering Democracy. And we've only scratched the surface on this, friends. You got to get the book and get into the real depth of it. But we wrap up with Dana Lash when we come back. Stay with us. Again, the book, Grace Canceled, and you can find it at Amazon, How Outrage is Destroying Lives, Ending Debate, and Endangering Democracy. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Dana joins me for our final segment next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Or visit Landmark. right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Final few minutes. And again, if you want information on our trip to Israel, please send us that email, kmcradio@gmail.com. Just put Israel in the subject line. We're going to send you the color brochure, the itinerary, and a complimentary copy of my e-picture book from the first year that I went back in 2013 at no charge to you. Those are all complimentary, and we hope to hear from you tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com. Israel in the subject line. All right, we've been discussing the book Grace Canceled with my guest Dana Lash. And Dana, my kind of final thought and kind of concern about this is, in a society and a world where grace is increasingly less present, and some people would say that our president's not very gracious, and I'm not here to, you know, cover for him or anybody else, I guess the question becomes, how do we begin to sow the seeds of a more gracious society around us? Because I think ultimately we would all benefit from just such a thing.
For this and Grace Canceled, the golden rules, the three golden rules of being a happy warrior, and reacting with grace and encouraging it and really growing it, just culturally, politically, in your community. And I discuss all of that. And the first thing, I told you one, you don't have to attend every fight to which you're invited. You don't. If it's not moving the ball, it's not worth having that fight.
It.
Your rage should be only limited amounts and always righteous and justified. And if you can't justify it, don't do it.
I think that's well said. And friends, get the book, because I think your life will be better for it. Dana, thanks for your fight every day on the airwaves. Thanks for this book, and thanks for being here.
Kevin, thank you so much. God bless you. I so appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. All right, Kevin McCullough, again, it's called Grace Canceled, How Outrage is Destroying Lives, Ending Debate, Endangering Democracy. It's published by Regnery. They're our sister organization. We love those guys. Haven't seen them come knock on my door to write my next book yet, but I'm sure they're going too soon. Anyway, Regnery Publishing, Grace Canceled, Salem Media, we love it all. It's all part of the family here. And if you want to listen to this conversation a second time, just go to the podcast section at SoundCloud.com or iTunes, search Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio, and that's easy peasy to get a hold of. All right, Kevin McCullough. Again, the book is Grace Canceled, and I want you to get your copy. Thank you to Dana Lash. Thank you for coming on my daily show. Thank you for being with us on the weekend show here on Saturday night. And if you missed any part of that conversation, friends, go back and get it off the podcast archives. It's there in its completion, and we offer it to you without any cost. We don't ever put anything behind a subscriber wall at Kevin McCullough. So you can go to SoundCloud.com. You can go to iTunes. Search Kevin McCullough. Search KMC Radio. Search Kevin McCullough Radio. Any one of those combinations should get you to it, and you should be able to relive that conversation. And if you missed the first hour with the miraculous healing of John Tesh from cancer and the story that he told about that, he kind of details in his new book called Relentless. That is worth a listen as well, and we hope that you will check that out. We had some technical problems tonight. Our network, GCN, had some issues. We appreciate them getting those worked out, and we're grateful for all of the places that hurt us. And if you missed any of it, go get the podcast. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.